everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, we are on the final day of a three-day lesson called The Elephants and the King of Mice. A question that we've been discussing over the last few days is, does size really matter? When it comes to helping someone, does size make a difference? That's a great question. Well, yesterday we learned that the elephants thought that the mice were too small to help them do anything. But do you really agree with the elephants? So here are some questions I want you to try to answer. First, what did the mice do for the elephants? What did the mice do for the elephants? And does size really matter? Does size really matter? Friends, I know you have your magazines. Open them up and let's begin.
The Elephants and the King of Mice. The leader of the elephants was one of the elephants caught. He remembered the promise of the king of the mice. He called to one of the elephants that had not been caught. Go to the village by our lake. Find the king of the mice. Remind him of his promise to help us if we ever needed it. The elephant went with great speed and told the king what had happened. The king of the mice immediately assembled all of the mice and said, "It is time to repay the elephants for listening to our plea to change their route. Let us hurry to their aid."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 assemble 这个动词。S-E-M-B-L 这个字根有相似的意思，所以 assemble 是指聚集或集合。例如 ,many people assembled outside City Hall to protest against the cuts in educational funding. 许多民众在市政府外面聚集抗议教育经费的删减。或者是 father assembled all our family members to have a meeting. 父亲召集我们所有家族成员来开会。它的名词是把字尾的 e 变成 y, 变成 assembly, 意思是集会或聚会。例如 ,all students are required to attend the assembly, 所有学生都被要求要参加这个集会。接下来我们看 plea 这个名词 ,plea 是指恳求或恳请。如果要说明恳求什么的话是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,the mother of the sick child made an emotional plea for the doctor's help.这位生病的孩子的妈妈情绪激动地向医生恳求帮助，或者是 the people in the war zone made a plea for a ceasefire, 战区的人民恳求要停战。plea 的动词是 plead, P-L-E-A-D, 例如 the thief pleaded for mercy with the judge, 这名小偷向法官求情。
Okay, well we found out in this section,that the leader of the elephants was also one of the elephants caught along with some of the other elephants. And this is very important.
Which part?
The fact that one of the elephants was the leader.
Yes, that's correct. This is very important. And as this elephant was sitting somewhere caught, he remembered the promise of the king of the mice. He called to one of the elephants that had not been caught. Go to the village by our lake. Find the king of the mice. You know what's interesting, Gabe? Mm-hmm. Is that this elephant had been caught. Mm-hmm. And I guess some of the other elephants that had not been caught must have been
just
hanging around.
Walking around.
Yeah.
Maybe smoking by the lake or something.
I wouldn't say that they were smoking, but maybe they were not. Definitely walking around the elephants that had been caught because the leader was able to caught one of those elephants.
Well, exactly. Now, the leader was caught, and, you know, if your people have been caught, or they're experiencing some troubles or problems, then of course you care about them. But if you're one of the people that is also experiencing these problems, then you care even more. Okay, so he is getting this other elephant to go and help him by doing what? Finding the king of the mice. And we read here, remind him of his promise to help us if we ever needed it. So, do you remember that phrase that we talked about a few days ago, Rebecca?
Can you please remind me of that phrase that you're talking about?
Well, the king of the mice said that you can help us now, and then we will do something in return.
I remember. And do you also remember how the elephant responded?
Yeah, he was like, oh, come on. How can someone as small as you do a favor for us, the big, mighty elephants?
He was mocking the mouse.
Exactly.
He was making fun of him, putting him down. So, kind of reminds me of that question we asked a couple days ago. Does size really matter? Well, let's talk about this phrase to remind someone of someone, or continue talking about it. There's another way that you can use it, and here it is. Sometimes we need people to come into our lives and remind us of our abilities to do something.
So maybe we forget. Is that what you're saying? Sometimes we forget what we can do?
Yes, sometimes we don't even realize we have certain abilities. And we need people to come into our lives and say, hey, you know something, Gabe? You are a great drummer. You sounded so good the other day. Or you know something? Wow, you just have such a positive outlook on life.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I need someone to remind me of these things every once in a while, because it's true, sometimes it's easier to think of the negative about myself than to remember the positive. Well, you can use this phrase, and sometimes you can use this word, remind, with other words, not the word of. So remind me when our meeting is. Remind me what we were talking about. All right, but here in our lesson is remind him of his promise. Remind him about his promise to help whenever we needed it.
So the elephant went with great speed. That means he went very fast. Yes, something
Hopefully
like
he's
this.
He's not smashing any small animals.
Yes, I hope he's not smashing any more little mice.
Yeah.
Well, he went with great speed and told the king what had happened. The king of the mice immediately assembled all of the mice and said, it is time to repay the elephants for listening to our plea to change their route. So basically what's happening here is the king of mice told all the other mice that we need to go and help the elephants.
And so how are they going to help? Well, he says here, let us hurry to their aid. All right, so remember these cute little mice. It seems like they can't do much to help big creatures like elephants, but maybe they will. Maybe they will come to the rescue.
Hey!
That's a great phrase.
It's an awesome phrase, to come to one's rescue. Well, Gabe, what does this mean? It just means that you help somebody.
Exactly. Now, usually I use the word rescue as a verb. So I'm going to rescue someone. Someone fell into the lake. I'm going to rescue them. I'm going to help them and bring them out. I'm going to save them, right? But here in this phrase, rescue is a noun, to come to one's rescue. So the mice are going to come to the elephant's rescue. It means they're going to save them.
That's right. So Adam asked a very difficult question about the company he worked for. He didn't know the answer. And guess what? Albert came to his rescue.
Well, you know, sometimes people have a lot of questions about English. Mm-hmm. And you know who can come to the rescue?
I know.
That's right.
Ken and Pauline in the
Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. Have you ever watched a game in which one team gets so far ahead that it's obvious who's going to win?
You know, I don't like those games. There's no suspense when the game is all but decided like that.
Good point. Although, you know, that phrase, all but, can be a little confusing. If a game is all but decided, is it decided or isn't it?
Good question. No, the game is not actually decided. Technically, you can't declare a winner or loser until the game is officially over.
But everyone knows what the outcome's going to be, right? So all but decided means it's practically or almost decided.
Right. You can use all but in other situations too. For example, you might hear, it's all but certain school will be closed today due to the typhoon.
Sure. In that case, it's not 100% guaranteed that schools will be closed. No official announcement has been made, but the speaker is saying it's almost certain school will be closed.
Exactly. All but certain is basically the same as saying almost certain.
And just know that this is frequently used when something is pretty well accepted and known, but can't be officially verified yet. But if that's still not clear, don't worry. I'm all but certain that Ken will give us a clear explanation in Chinese.
Okay, I'll try. 我们先来看一个很简单的片语 all but. 注意在这里 but 并不是但是的意思，但是它有着 except 除此以外的意思。因此 all but 是代表 almost 几乎。比如说 he is all but bankrupt, 他几乎破产。如果说一场球赛是 all but decided, 就表示他的比数呼之欲出，他的结果几乎等于揭晓了。All but 也可以跟 certain 摆在一起。台风来临的时候，纵使还没有宣布要停课， It's all but certain school will be closed， 也就是 It's almost certain， 几乎是可以断定会停课。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次节目再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, this story about the elephants and the mice is getting very intense. Remember, several of the elephants, including the leader elephant, have been caught. Now what's going to happen? Well, the leader sent one of his other elephants to talk to the mice.To see if the mice will actually fulfill their promise. So, what's going to happen next? Let's find out.
The Elephants and the King of Mice. The mice followed the elephant to where his leader and his friends were trapped. The mice chewed on the ropes that made up the nets and cut them loose.Finally, the elephants were set free. They thanked the mice for their help. I was mistaken when I said that you were too small to help us, said the leader. I will never judge anyone again by the way they look.
Okay, 继续我们看 Loose.这个形容词 loose 在这里是指松绑的，不受拘束的。例如 the lion which escaped from the zoo is now loose. Stay inside to be safe. 这只从动物园逃脱的狮子现在在外游荡，务必要待在室内以测安全。或者是 the police cut the hostages loose and rescued them. 警察将人质松绑并且把他们救出。Loose 也指松动的。例如 Mark kept shaking his loose tooth and it finally fell out. Mark 一直摇动他松掉的牙齿，他最后终于掉了。最后我们看的是 mistaken 这个形容词，它原本是 mistake 搞错，这个动词的过去分词，当形容词是指错误的或者是搞错的。例如 I was mistaken about the deadline of the report, so I turned it in late. 我弄错报告缴交的期限，所以就迟交了。或者是 If you think you can get away with cheating, you're very mistaken. 你如果觉得可以作弊却不受到惩罚，那你就大错特错了。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, we're going from Michelle to the mice here. The mice followed the elephant to where his leader and his friends were trapped. And here, is where the mice are beginning to come to the rescue. The mice chewed on the ropes that made up the nets and cut them loose. So they didn't use knives or scissors to cut the nets loose or the ropes loose. They chewed on them with their little teeth and cut them loose.
And what does it mean to cut someone loose? That just means that you set them free. So if you have a rope around you, you basically just cut off the rope so the person, or in this case, the elephant, is free. Here's another way that you can use this phrase. I found a dog caught in a trap, so I used a knife to cut him loose.
Ah, very nice. You know what? Sometimes you don't have a knife or scissors or sharp teeth to cut someone loose, but you use another tool and you set them loose. So you could use that word set as well. You could also use the word free. I'm setting him free. We could say that the mice are going to set the elephants free by cutting them loose. And this makes me think of the poor creatures in the sea, a lot of creatures in the sea these days, because of all of the litter that humans throw into the ocean. Sometimes little fish or other sea creatures get caught in this stuff. And sometimes they get caught for so long that they die. And so it's important for people to come by and set them free. But it's even more important not to throw away your litter in the first place like that.
Right. Don't throw your litter into the lakes or into the ocean. Mm-hmm. I've been to some places. Mm-hmm. I went to this vacation place not too long ago. And it was terrible because there literally was trash all over the beach.
Yeah.
All over the ocean, well, inside the ocean, all over the beach, there were piles of trash. And there were even dead fish all over the beach. And I'm just thinking, the reason why the fish are dead is probably because of all the litter.
Well, you know what? You know, in yesterday's part of this story, we learned about how the elephants were trapped or caught by hunters. And as I was saying before, it seems like humans really do cause a lot of problems for the animals in our world today. So friends, it looks like the animals are coming to help each other because humans cannot, or humans are not doing our part.
Well, we read, finally, the elephants were set free. Yahoo! They're very excited because they are free. They thanked the mice for their help. I was mistaken when I said that you were too small to help us, said the leader. I will never judge anyone again by the way they look. Wasn't that a very sweet thing for the elephant to say to the mice?
And it looks like size really does matter. I mean, it's important that the elephants were big, right? Because, it was bad that they were so big that they smashed the mice. And of course, a lot of people think that size matters. And what they mean by that is that it's better to be bigger, right? However, size does matter, and sometimes it's better to be smaller because those mice had those small, sharp teeth that could help to break the ropes. So size really does matter.
Well, this reminds me of a very useful phrase that we would like for you to know, and that is to judge a book by its cover, or don't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, that's a good phrase.
Yes.
Yes, that means don't just look at someone's outward appearance before you get to know them. Don't judge someone based on what they look like. That's often how I use this phrase, talking about people. Sometimes we look at someone and we think, oh, that person looks really mean. But you get to know them and they're not mean at all. They're really friendly. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly. This reminds me of when I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. We used to have to wear dresses to church every Sunday. And I remember there was one time in particular, I saw this other girl come to church, and she wasn't wearing a dress. Oh. And I automatically thought, that girl is so unspiritual. She's not wearing a dress. I can't believe it.
Well, then, I got
to know her, and I realized she actually was, she loved Jesus, too.
Well, great. Then don't judge a book by its cover.
Yes.
All right, friends. Well, I'm sure you could think of many situations where you could use this phrase. Here we're talking about the mice and the elephant. And the elephant, I believe he could say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have judged a book by its cover. I shouldn't have judged you based on how small you appear. Thank you for helping us, and thank you for helping us review Skit. It is time for you.
Many years ago, a village in India suffered a large earthquake. The villagers left, and mice moved into the empty houses. The mice were happy with their new homes for many years until the elephants came. They would walk the lake along the main street in the village. Boom, 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 walking and talking. They didn't know that beneath their feet, little mice were being smashed. Poor little mice were dying. Yes, the deaths were accidental, but they had to stop. "Please, mighty elephant," said the king of the mice to the leader of the elephants. "We respect you, but every day we are being hurt by the elephants. I request that the elephants take a different route. It will save many lives, and perhaps one day we can help you in return."
"Oh, king, mice are too small to ever do a favor for elephants. But we are not cruel. We are sorry, and we will change our path and not endanger the mice any longer."
"Oh, thank you. You are so kind," said the king of the mice. And the herd of the elephants never entered the village again. A long time later, the elephants were caught in traps that were set by elephant hunters. They were tangled up in thick nets. They could not free themselves. The elephant leader shouted out, "Go to the village. Remind the king of the mice of his promise to help us." An elephant quickly went and told the king what had happened. He immediately assembled all of the mice. "It is time to repay the elephant. Let's hurry." The mice followed the elephant to where his friends were trapped. They chewed the nets and let them loose. The elephants were set free. They thanked the mice.
"I was mistaken when I said that you were too small to help us.
Remember, never judge anyone by the way they look."
All right, friends, practice what you've learned, reread today's lesson, and
we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.